RTL Original Podcast.
Welcome back to Song 2, the podcast where we argue passionately, sometimes, well, often irrationally, that the second song on an album is often the best one, or at least the one that defines everything that follows. Today we're jumping back to 1972 and Italy, to an artist who somehow managed to predict mumble rap, YouTube virality, and the power of rhythm over meaning, all in one glorious nonsense track.
Freezing cold in 1892, so...
You the cold maids say one prison calling Nancy and choose all right.
Prison Colonnins Insane Cuisol. I think I pronounced that right. There'll be various descriptions and various pronunciations of that throughout the podcast. It comes from Adriano Celentano, and the song is the magnificent, the bizarre, the utterly infectious track 2 on his album Nostal Rock. Celentano was to the world just an Italian pop singer. In Italy, though, he was huge. By the early 70s, he was the Italian pop star, part Elvis, part social commentator, part variety show philosopher. He was already a chart topper, a movie star, and a kind of cultural lightning rod. But with Nostal Rock, Celentano wanted to do something different, creating a playful, ironic reflection on how music had become universal, even when language got in the way. And that's where, wait for it, Prison Colonnins Insane Cuisol comes in. The story goes that Celentano wondered what English language songs must sound like to non-English speakers. The textures, the rhythms, the illusion of meaning. With that, he decided to write a song that sounded like American English, but was made up entirely of gibberish. No real words, just phonetics and emotion. He told his band, let's make a song where no one understands the lyrics, but everyone understands the feeling. The result is a track that swings, struts, and hypnotizes. It's pure groove, funky horns, steady drums, and Celentano channeling James Brown through an Italian lens. It's satire, it's genius, and it's one of the first times an artist used language itself as an instrument. Now, why does this make it such a perfect song too? Because the second track is where artists show their hand. Haven't we convinced you of that already? The first song draws you in, but track 2 defines the record's soul. And on Nostal Rock, Prison Colonnins Insane Cuisol is exactly that, the mission statement. The opener, La Cotta, is a pretty standard bit of romantic pop, if we're being honest. It's fine. It's safe. But then track 2 hits, and suddenly the album cracks open into something entirely new, bold, experimental, self-aware. It's as Celentano was saying, you thought you knew me, think again. It's the kind of second song jolt we love to celebrate on this show, like Breathe on Dark Side of the Moon, or New Rose on Damned, Damned, Damned. It's the moment that tells you this album is doing something bigger than you expected. Prize, I'm just going to shorten it for now, didn't even chart when it was first released in Italy. It was too weird, too ahead of its time perhaps. But then, a couple of years later, Celentano performed it live on Italian TV, complete with a dance troupe and swagger, and suddenly it caught fire. You've certainly seen that clip on YouTube. The song hit number one, not just in Italy, but across Europe, proving that you don't need to understand words to feel a song. That's what makes it such a beautiful example of the second song theory. It's fearless, it's not trying to please anyone, it's testing an idea. Celentano's nonsense language ends up saying something profound about communication, pop culture, and the strange global power of the English-speaking music machine. And, more than 50 years later, it still sounds modern. That looping beat could sit comfortably in a Gorillaz or Beck track today. And it's got the DNA of hip-hop, funk, and satire, all in one 3-minute blast of rhythmic confidence. If you're scrabbling around your own private mind palace, wondering where you've heard this recently, it's been attached to an ad selling beer. You know the one, it's got foxes and speedboats. So next time you play Nostal Rock, remember creativity, rhythm, and how music connects, even when words fail. It's proof that the second track is where the artist speaks loudest, even when they're not saying anything at all. This episode of Song 2 was researched, written, voiced, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, because I just love being busy. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to hit subscribe, throw on some stars, and even a review. Cheers. Yeah.